It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, most people make a list of what they need when they go shopping, and I always encourage them to look at labels before they make a purchase. People who support the Buy American Made Challenge often tell me it's an eye-opening experience because it's hard to find American-made products, and they want to see this changed. Due to decades of outsourcing manufacturing to foreign countries, many jobs have left the United States permanently. In many cases, those businesses have now been sold to foreign investors, so they have no desire to return to the United States, which simply means Americans will be customers of those foreign-made products, but not manufacturers. There are a few simple ideas that would help restore jobs in America, and it will require American investors and America's national elected leaders to do the following. Number one, national leaders must approve long-term tax incentives to businesses so they want to expand or return to the United States. It's important to make America the best place to do business now and in the future. Number two, offer incentives for America's businesses to invent new products with new brand names and make those products here in the United States. Number three, expand and restore trade and technology programs in America's schools so there are always individuals graduating with the skills needed by America's businesses. Number four, mandate that businesses and government work together on a regular basis for the well-being of our fellow Americans. When we look back at America's industrial history, we see that America was a major inventor of products for over 100 years. After 35 years of allowing outsourcing manufacturing and our jobs, it's time for us to unite to reverse the trend of the past and ensure that competitive products of all types, from electronics to clothing to everyday household items, are made in America again. If everyone works together, positive changes will happen in our lifetime, and your participation is very important. This is Michael Blehosh. I appreciate hearing from you. My email address is michael@americanworkersradio.com. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.